Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use your promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com and the promo code SGP. Also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one home of free sports betting picks. Visit PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. Are you the best football bettor in the US? OddsCrowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contests. With over $30,000 up for grabs over the season, you need to go to OddsCrowd.com to sign up today. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. SGPN is giving you the chance to win $100,000 on NFL Week 1 exclusively on the SGPN app.
He's the best in the world, these two leagues. So I have the pressure to play in the Premier League many years. And now I'm playing La Liga, but you never know in the future. Maybe I'm going to be back to England again.
Would you go to another club, or could you only ever go back to Manchester United?
I have the contract for more few years here in Manchester, in Madrid. So you never know in the future. But of course, I have good memories about Manchester. I have good friends there. And I miss them a lot, so you never know.
Who needs Harry Kane, or indeed Cristiano Ronaldo? It is the big story everywhere, hasn't it, over the last 24 hours. This extraordinary twist, of course, that saw on Thursday Cristiano Ronaldo going to Manchester City. And then on Friday, he's officially back at Manchester United.
The number is famous. Is that Cristiano Ronaldo can become every bit as famous as his namesake.
Defenders was petrified of him. People didn't want to play up against him. You're already 1-0 ahead when you've got Ronaldo.
It is Ronaldo, and it's in! Old Trafford salutes their new number 7. He's crying out to be hit! And boy, did he hit it!
The boy, Kim Williams, there's no doubt of that. He's a fantastic talent. His cross was unbelievable. You won't get a better cross than anywhere in the world.
When he got on the ball, you knew something was going to happen, and you got excited, and there was a hush in the ground, and then an anticipation of what was going to come.
Beautiful ball to Ronaldo. Chance, Manchester United! Goal! Manchester United! Cristiano Ronaldo squares it up again. Makes the cross. Ronaldo! The substitution pays off. This is Rooney.
On what an array of free kicks.
It's Ronaldo, and it's absolutely top draw. It's Cristiano Ronaldo, he has got the goal! And he's done it! A century of Manchester United goals for Cristiano.
because I think it's the best supporters in the world. It's an amazing day for me and for Manchester United.
He was far off the finished article when he arrived, and he learned so much. He became a more complete and all-round player.
Ronaldo takes a free kick. Oh, brilliant! That's why he's the world's best. Cristiano Ronaldo has produced a piece of absolute magic. Ronaldo, show me Ronaldo! It's one of the great Old Trafford comebacks. Astonishing! Astonishing! Ronaldo has struck. United have come back from the dead. Here he comes. Genius of this man. Ronaldo struck it well. He's got dynamite in those boots. It's a glorious hat-trick of titles for United. These are golden years.
You are listening to an EPL bonus show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. To get all of my additional content, please check out my website, lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. I've just guided my clients to 99 months in a row of transparent track profit. And in the month of September 2021, I will be going for my 100th month in a row of transparent track profit. That means for over 8 years and 3 months, I haven't had a single losing month. I've made a profit every single month for over 8 years. All of this profit is transparent because there's a spreadsheet for every month over at the lockbetting.com site. And over at the Twitter account, I just plugged at SGP Soccer. You can find the P&L for the previous month always as the pinned tweet. That's at SGP Soccer, at SGP Soccer. September is a great month to sign up because it's not too late to look back at the domestic soccer futures that we released in August. And you can still get all of the NFL futures that we released yesterday as the NFL starts in September. We also have the start of the Champions League. And today we have the tennis US Open beginning as well. So excellent month to sign up over at lockbetting.com to get all of that content. September will also be the month where we see Cristiano Ronaldo re-debuting for Manchester United. Hopefully it happens on September the 11th because I will be going to that game when Manchester United are at home to Newcastle. This has been a massive boost to Manchester United, which some of that could have been undone if we had a negative result yesterday, but Manchester United came through late on to win against Wolves, landing the lock on the EPL show. Double lock win this weekend on the EPL show, so we keep that momentum going. But let's listen to the reaction of some of the people around Manchester United and how they've reacted to the re-signing of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Just how much of a buzz is there about Manchester United with the re-signing of Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah, of course, there's a lot. I feel like it's given the club a massive lift, not just inside, but also outside, which is obviously a very big positive. But look, he's been one of the best players in the world for a number of years now, and you know, everyone's very excited for him to come in and you know, especially learn off him and to be able to play with him too.
Just how did the deal come about?
Well, that's football for you. Sometimes it happens. You know, we've always been watching Cristiano. The one day he was going to move, we'd be interested. We never thought he was going to leave Juventus this season. When he did, we had to speak to him, of course.
Of course, he wasn't involved today, but what are both of your thoughts on the arrival of Cristiano Ronaldo?
I think it's like a dream for all the Manchester United fans, for us, to have him back. It's going to be great. It's already great. You feel in the atmosphere. And hopefully he can bring something special as well to make the team even better. So it's great to have him.
And should we be leaving the reports of agents, Fernandes, Ferguson, etc., helping?
Nah, you know, everyone that cares for Man United wanted this to happen, and I think everyone played a part, but the biggest thing is that Cristiano wanted to come here.
What does he bring, Paul?
Well, everybody knows that he's already a legend in this club, and he's coming back. So obviously it's huge for us, for the club, and he's going to bring his experience, his quality, and obviously when he comes, you know, the level goes up. So we're really pleased that he's coming. But the most important today was the win. So when he comes, we keep this mentality of winning and we keep going.
We started the day talking about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, and we finished talking about him.
in your acquisition of him,
yep.
Just one more from me. Primarily, what position do you see? I know he can obviously play in a number of positions, but primarily, what position do you see him fulfilling with you?
Cristiano is evolved as a player. Of course, he used to play wide right, wide left, up front. He's more of a centre-forward for me at the moment, yeah, definitely. But there'll be games that we play with two up front and three up front. But I want him in the box. I want him scoring goals.
So, yeah, they have it. Everybody elated who's associated to Manchester United, including myself. And I don't really backtrack on anything that I said when I did the Serie A show a few days ago. It would have been a horrible move. It would have damaged his legacy. It would have been Judas-esque to end up going to Manchester City after building your legacy at Manchester United. So a part of me actually, even though I said I can see it happening, that was largely down to reports. In my mind, if I close my eyes, I couldn't see it. I couldn't see him playing for Manchester City and everything that they stand for, which is literally just a decade of investment of oil money and still not having that supporter base worldwide in terms of making yourself a worldwide brand, not being able to sell out your stadium for major games, including the game at the weekend against Arsenal. Yeah, your team played really well and they blast Arsenal off the park 5-0. And 20% of your stadium is empty to not see it. Even less people there for the Norwich game, which is your first home game of the season and you are the champions. So it's very, very disappointing, especially coming off a global pandemic. And I think that says a lot about Manchester City. And I think it would have said a lot about Cristiano Ronaldo moving there just to have a greater chance of winning trophies. Now, I do concede he would have had a greater chance of winning trophies because he would have completed the puzzle at Manchester City. He doesn't necessarily do that at Manchester United. I still think that we are seriously lacking a world-class central defensive midfielder. And without that player, the gap between the attacking players who are very, very good at the top end of the pitch, when you're looking at even as far back as a Pogba and a Fernandes playing in the central midfield roles. And then, of course, we have a plethora of options now up front. You have to consider Martial an option, even though he would get nowhere near my team. Same for Dan James. But after that, you have Marcus Rashford coming back. You have Mason Greenwood playing unbelievably. You have Edson Cavani there as well. And of course, now you're going to have Cristiano Ronaldo, and you've already signed Jadon Sancho as well. So loads and loads of options up top, even Jesse Lingard, who I didn't mention, Bruno Fernandes and Pogba sitting in behind it. But then your options are limited. Fred didn't play well yesterday. McTominay's out for a couple of months. I really rate Scott McTominay, but is he good enough to win the Premier League this season? I like him in a holding midfielder if you're playing two holding midfielders, but I don't necessarily have 100% confidence in McTominay as a one. So I still think we sign that player. I am buoyed by the fact that we do have the defensive partnership of Varane and Maguire that immediately kept a clean sheet and were very solid yesterday. Varane had a good debut. So if we do have that solid defensive pairing, it means that they'll need less protection in front of them. And Wan-Bissaka isn't that kind of right back that pushes way forward and gets exposed. And Luke Shaw is, but he's so unbelievably good. He can come back and cover. I think he is without a doubt the best left back in the world. So I'm not worried about him getting up the attacking end of the pitch. And he needs to be there anyway, because somebody needs to put these crosses in for Cristiano Ronaldo. Because the Ronaldo that we've signed is a different player from the Cristiano Ronaldo that left Manchester United before, where he was the winger that liked to cut inside and create situations where Now, he's relying on a decent service from Manchester United, and Luke Shaw will be one of the key players to provide it. I'm not so sure about Wan-Bissaka on the other side. I think he'll get decent service from the likes of Fernandes. He'll definitely get service from Pogba, who's been brilliant with his assist this season. But Wan-Bissaka is a weakness on that right-hand side in terms of providing service from that right-hand side, from a Cristiano Ronaldo who's developed into a box player. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer even said on that little clip, he wants Cristiano Ronaldo in the box. So we're going to look at some of these special markets here on the betting side of things that have been released. First of all, before we do that, let's have a look at the outright market here for the Premier League and see where we're at with that, because obviously the signing of Ronaldo has changed things. At one point, Manchester United were 8-1 at the start of the season. And now with Cristiano Ronaldo in their ranks, Manchester United are available at 5-1. They are the joint third favourites with Liverpool. Liverpool are the only team that haven't had any line movement. They began the season as joint second favourites with Chelsea, but they were still at 5-1. They still remain at 5-1. So they have pretty much delivered what was expected of them so far. 7 points from the first three games, level with Manchester United. Manchester United moved a little bit from 8-1 to around about 6-1. 13-2 off the back of the 5-1 win over Leeds. They then moved back to 8-1 off the back of that disappointing 1-1 draw away to Southampton. And then immediately when Ronaldo signed, there was line movement to 11-2. And with that win yesterday, they are now at the shortest price of the season so far at 5-1. So 5-1 Man U, 5-1 Liverpool. Chelsea are the big movers. They were 5-1. Joint with Liverpool as second favourites. They're now at 5-2. They've had some very good results, including not getting beaten by Liverpool. Not only not getting beaten, but not really giving Liverpool much of a chance. I felt that that was very, very impressive how Chelsea comfortably navigated that second half with 10 men. They look very difficult to beat, and now they're at 5-2. And Man City, they significantly moved from being odds-on favourites on the opening day of the season. They lost to Tottenham, and they immediately went to plus money. They remain at plus money here at 11-10. So Ronaldo has affected that market. In the Champions League, he's affected the market even more. With Manchester United available at around about 14-12-1. They're now around about 8-1 to 10-1. Fifth favourites here for the Champions League, with only Chelsea ahead of them here to retain at 7-1. Joint 7-1 here with Bayern Munich. And at the top of the market, we have PSG and Manchester City. Nothing new there. PSG, the narrow favourites at 10-3, with Manchester City, the second favourites at 7-2. A lot of people think PSG are going to win this comfortably with all of the new signings they've brought in, with the likes of Wijnaldum, Ramos, Donnarumma, the goalkeeper who's actually not playing at the moment, and Lionel Messi, who debuted yesterday. And it's looking like Real Madrid aren't going to have their offer accepted for Kylian Mbappe, so he will stay, as PSG have not been able to sign a replacement after a last-gasp effort to sign Haaland. So the Champions League is going to get very, very interesting, and we will soon be putting out our Champions League futures preview for the Champions League. So make sure you look out for that here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. So let's look at these Ronaldo specials that have been released by Sky Bet. I'm sure there are other specials being released by a number of books, but we're going to look at Sky Bet here because they have a wide range of specials. I'll start here with Ronaldo to score 5+ headed Premier League goals, and that one is available at 5-2. I spoke about the service that's going to be coming in from Luke Shaw. That's going to be essential for Ronaldo to score these 5 headers. But 5 headers across 35 games this season in the Premier League, which is what's remaining, I imagine that Ronaldo will play at least 30 of those. I think that has a relatively decent chance of cashing. Ronaldo to be named PFA Player of the Year at 5-1. I think that'll be essential for Man United to win the league in order to do that. That's why I think you see it priced up at the same price. I think the feeling is if Man United win the league, then Ronaldo will be the key man and the key difference maker. So I think those being priced neck and neck makes sense. Although, if Ronaldo has an incredible season where Man United come close to the league and his contribution is more significant than anybody who wins the league, say, for example, Chelsea win the league and they get equal contributions from a very, very good defence, very, very good defensive performances throughout the year. Kante's very good. Lukaku chips in with maybe 20 goals, but Ronaldo's got 25 goals and was a key player for Man United. That could be a situation where we see Ronaldo as a PFA Player of the Year, but not Manchester United winning the league. Ronaldo to score 6+ goals from outside the penalty area at 16-1. Ronaldo's free kick output has dipped. He's certainly taking the same amount of free kicks, but he's not scoring him. And that's something I'm concerned about with Ronaldo coming into the club and it being a Ronaldo show. Man United built a relatively good squad even before we signed Ronaldo. So for Ronaldo to come in, I don't want him to be a disruption where we know he's going to want to take free kicks and we know he's going to take over on penalties, but I don't want it to affect the morale of the Manchester United team where we become a team that play only through Ronaldo. And then when he's gone in 2 years' time, we take a massive backward step. We're seeing Juve suffer from that at the moment in Serie A. They had an awful result at the weekend, which was very unexpected. I thought that they would show that they weren't a team that was solely relying on Ronaldo. I thought these are talented, well-paid professional footballers who will show that we are not in the shadow of Cristiano Ronaldo, and we will show you that we're not this weekend. They didn't. They were dog shit. They lost at home to Empoli, a team who are guaranteed to finish in the bottom half of Serie A this season. So awful result from from Juventus, showing that Cristiano Ronaldo was an important part of the jigsaw. And I don't want Man United to go in that direction, where Ronaldo takes everything and does everything, and we become the Ronaldo show. The combination of Ronaldo to be the top Premier League scorer and Man United to win the league is available at 25-1. I think that's really good value there. I think if Man United are to win the Premier League, Ronaldo's going to be bang up there in the top goal scoring charts. It's 33-1 for the same bet in the Champions League. Luke Shaw, I spoke about earlier, to assist Ronaldo for 5+ goals is available at 2-1 here, and 7+ goals is available at 10-1. Cristiano Ronaldo to score 10+ headed goals is available at 100-1. There is no chance of that happening. The top Manchester United goal scorer this season. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo obviously comes in straight at the top of that chart. He's available at 4-5. I think that offers you some significant value, because I don't think Cristiano Ronaldo comes in this season, plays 30 to 35 games for Man U and doesn't score 20 goals. And I think 20 goals will be enough to win this, especially when you consider the guy who's top of that at the moment, the top scorer for Man United so far this season, or the joint top scorers, are Bruno Fernandes and Mason Greenwood, with Mason Greenwood scoring in every single game so far. Mason Greenwood's minutes are going to drop, and Bruno Fernandes is going to come off penalty. So Fernandes being second favourite at 2-1, and Mason Greenwood being a third favourite at 13-2, I don't see them as two players that are going to finish ahead of Cristiano Ronaldo. After that, you have Cavani at 14-1, and Sancho, who's going to be a player who probably equals Ronaldo's minutes on the attacking front at 16-1. He hasn't exactly started by setting the world alight. Lower down, you have Rashford at 22-1. So I think Ronaldo wins this market. I don't think this is short enough. I'd have had this at around about 1-2 minus 200. So I like the value here on Cristiano Ronaldo to win this. So if I was giving out a lock here on this bonus show, I would be looking at Cristiano Ronaldo to finish as the Manchester United top goal scorer. We're looking at the total goals this season. He is actually 1-2 minus 200 to score 20+ goals this season. So I would much rather take him as the Manchester United top goal scorer at a price of 4-5 minus 125 rather than needing 20 goals here at 1-2 minus 200, because he may not need 20 goals to be the Man United top goal scorer. Bruno isn't going to get 20 Premier League goals, and that's the key. It's 20 Premier League goals. Mason is only going to get it if he continues to start. So with Ronaldo coming in as a centre forward, Mason Greenwood would then need to be pushed out wide. But we've seen Mason Greenwood score his goals from the centre forward position. He started on the opening day as a centre forward. Yesterday he played as a centre forward, and in the second half when he scored against Southampton, he was moved in as centre forward. So his goal output certainly reduces when he goes out wide. Ronaldo to score 25+ goals represents some value here for me at 6-1. And bear in mind, these are Premier League goals. So this isn't Fernandes or Greenwood or anybody to score their 20 in all competitions. This is just for the Premier League. Ronaldo to score 30+ goals is available at 16-1. That would be a big ask, because he would need to score nearly every game. 35+ goals he would need to score every game, which is 80-1. And 40 goals for Ronaldo this season is available at 500-1. That's definitely got to be worth $5 on that, just in case this guy is unbelievable this season. Ronaldo to have 8+ assists is available, 1-3 minus 300, and 10+ assists at even. I don't see the value in any of those. I don't even think the minus 300 is guaranteed to cash. I don't know if he is going to assist 8 goals. As I said, this is a different kind of Ronaldo. He may have loads of assists previously in his Man United career, but he's not a player who's going to drop in wide. He's going to be simply a box player looking to pick up off scraps. He will obviously drop out of the box to pick up the ball and get involved involved in the build-up play at times, but that'll be looking for, he'll be looking to create a shot for himself. The selfishness of Ronaldo is actually a positive trait because he's always looking to do something. I think selfishness is a positive trait if it ends up resulting in goals. And if you look at his goal record, when Ronaldo decides to be selfish, he's that way for a reason, because he knows he is a game changer. And that's why Man United are paying him £380,000 a week, because he is a game changer. Last thing we'll look at here is the goal scorer match bets. And you can match up Cristiano Ronaldo to individual players here in the Premier League. He's 2-7 to score more goals than Leeds as Patrick Bamford, who's available at 5-2. He's 8-15 to score more goals than Harry Kane, with Kane at 11-8. 10-11 matchup here with Mo Salah. I do fancy Ronaldo in that one. Liverpool should be splitting their goals across the attack. We've already seen that with Jota and Mane. And the only guy who is favourite to beat Cristiano Ronaldo in the goal scorer charts is Romelu Lukaku. He's 8-11 with Ronaldo at evens. Chelsea aren't a team that score a plethora of goals. They are a very good defensive team, so I don't see them bashing teams off the park. I can certainly see some weekends where Man United destroy teams and Ronaldo bags a couple of hat-tricks this weekend. So I think he may be better value there than Romelu Lukaku. Romelu Lukaku's also a player that he outscored last season. Cristiano Ronaldo ended up with 29 goals last season, with Romelu Lukaku scoring 24. And the previous season, Ronaldo beat him again, scoring 31 goals, 12 of those being penalties, with Romelu Lukaku on 23, 6 of those being penalties. So for the last 2 years, Ronaldo has cashed his bet. I don't see any reason for anything changes, which brings us to the final market we're going to look at, which is the top goal scorer market in the Premier League. Ronaldo has been inserted there as the third favourite at the moment. It's Romelu Lukaku, the favourite at 10-3. It's 9-2 on Mo Salah, and Cristiano is available at 5-1 with Harry Kane at 7-1. There is a price boost available at 7-1 on Cristiano Ronaldo, available exclusively at Skybet, or you can shop around and get him at around about 6-1. I would be all over anything over 5-1 or him at 5-1. It's definitely worth a chance. This is Cristiano Ronaldo. This is a guy that's going to score 20 goals this season. He's going to give himself a chance, and if there's any kind of dip with Mo Salah, don't forget, Mo Salah and Sadio Mane are going off to play the African Nations tournament, and they're going to be missing about 6 games for Liverpool. So I don't see any value here in Mo Salah at all. In fact, I love the bet for Cristiano Ronaldo at 10-11 to score more goals than Mo Salah this season. So I'm going to be torn here between what I give out as a lock. So I'm going to give you guys a double lock. Cristiano Ronaldo to outscore Mo Salah, and Cristiano Ronaldo to be the top goal scorer at Manchester United. I think the Manchester United one is a stronger play for me, because I think 20 goals cashes that. I'm not sure if 20 goals gets you past Mo Salah. He may need one or two more, but I would take one unit on Cristiano Ronaldo to be Manchester United's top goal scorer at 4-5. And I would take a half unit there, or 0.55, £55, to get yourselves a £50 profit of Cristiano Ronaldo at 10-11 minus 110 to finish ahead of Mo Salah in the player match bets. So that's all the betting lines there for Cristiano Ronaldo. It is a massive signing. It is a game changer. It could potentially be a signing that wins Man United the Premier League. It has moved us to 5-1 third favourites here, and has moved us significantly in the Champions League. This is a needle mover. This is an impact player. This is one of the all-time greats. And a lot of people will point to the fact that, yeah, but you're signing a 35-year-old. Have you seen Cristiano Ronaldo's physique? Have you seen his diet? Do you know any other players who have a cryotherapy ice chamber in their homes? Listen, we are not getting a 36-year-old player here. We are not getting a player who has the perfect physique, a perfect diet, only drinks water, and uses a cryotherapy ice chamber daily. That isn't a 36-year-old. This is a guy who's 36 years old with a 30-year-old's body. There may be even a contract extension in the future of Cristiano Ronaldo. He's going to defy science. He's going to be the Tom Brady of soccer. So I wouldn't be looking at that here, the age of Ronaldo, as any kind of issue here. I think we're going to get 2 good years out of him, possibly even more, unless he wants to go and expand his brand by playing in the MLS. I can definitely see a future where he does go to the MLS MLS, specifically playing for David Beckham's Inter Miami. I do believe there's a relationship there between the two. I believe there's a relationship between Beckham and a lot of players, and Inter Miami may become a retirement home for top players. We already see Higuain there at the moment, but Ronaldo's at a different level, and I've no doubt even at 37, 38, he can go and make 2 years of impact in the MLS and retire at 40, still a freak at 40, still at 40 years old, having the body of a 33 or 34 year old because of the things that he does to make sure that he can play. This guy is obsessed with football. His whole life is geared towards being in peak physical condition to play football. He doesn't think about anything else. And this is going to be a shining example throughout the rest of the club. Rashford's going to get better, hopefully, if he can actually concentrate on football. Sancho's going to get better. Most importantly, Greenwood is going to get better. So despite the fact that we have spent all of this money on Jadon Sancho, and there's for years been a lot of hype over Marcus Rashford, who has delivered on occasion, Mason Greenwood is the one who looks like the most natural finisher. Mason Greenwood looks like the future of Manchester United. And being around both Cavani and Ronaldo, he can only benefit. He won't benefit in terms of getting as many minutes as he's had in the first three games of the season. There's certainly going to be a dip. But if Mason actually takes that in his stride and learns from that, he can still improve massively under the wing of Cristiano Ronaldo. And there's also going to be a lot of minutes to play for Mason in the Carabao Cup and the FA Cup as well, providing Man United can get runs in those games. So everything looks positive here. Very, very happy about the signing of Cristiano Ronaldo, especially because he didn't end up going to Manchester City. And this puts Man United in a much better position to win the Premier League. And I cannot wait to see him on September the 11th. That's it for this Cristiano Ronaldo EPL bonus show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.